Litomarcih pomorče belih družin. Kako bo letos organizirana obramba pred točo?
Listke imam zelene in prav lepo dišim.
Ovogodišnji agrarni budžet nije ne izbliza u iznosu onom koji odgovara poljoprivredi.
Najbolj sam vesela, ko sanček uzide.
If you are contaminated by Monsanto's GMOs, you no longer own your seeds or plants.
Najbolj pa sovražim, ko so in herbicide.
Kijavo seme!
Agroprogram
Radija Študent.
Zdravo, štirje tedni so mimo in z vami spet oddaja Kilovo seme. Oddaja o vrtičkanju, kmetijski politiki, okolju in skvotiranju. Kaj bomo slišali danes?
Začenjamo z nekaj kilavimi razglasi iz lokalnega okolja. V osrednjem delu smo posneli debato na temo digitalnega nadzora na podeželju, ki se je razvijala v zanimive teme, tako da to v osrednjem delu.
Torej, potem pa rubrika Kilave psihoaktivne rastline, beseda meseca je brin. Za konec pa še nekaj napovedi in to bo to, tako da najboljš, da kar začnemo.
Gnojimo veter.
Kilavi razglasi iz lokalnega okolja.
V zadnjem mesecu je kolektiv kilavega semena imel priložnost spremljati za zimski čas razposajeno delovanje radikalnih vrtičkarjev. Ustanavlja se inicijativa okoli alternativne distribucije dobrin, samo organizirajo se pastiri in zgodil se je letni sestanek Črnega trna, Agrarne radikalne zveze.
Januarja se je na drugem javnem posvetu v organizaciji Črnega trna na temo alternativne distribucije dobrin odločilo, da se ponovno poskuša vzpostaviti redno tržnico na Metelkovi. Tokratni koncept bo že obstoječo prakso alternativne tržnice razširil v distribucijsko točko, ki bo vključevala tudi vnaprejšnje naročanje od tovarišev iz podeželja in skupno, torej zadružno naročanje želenih pridelkov. Prva takšna tržnica bo v torek, 3.3. ob 18. uri v prostorih A Infoshopa v nevarni coni Metelkova. Če bo poskus uspešen, se takšne tržnice obetajo vsak prvi torek v mesecu.
Prav tako so se konec januarja dobili pastirji iz Planšari, predvsem iz okolice Bohinja. Sestanek je bil namenjen izmenjavi izkušenj, pogovoru o izboljšanju delovnih pogojev tega prekarnega poklica in širjenju mreže zainteresiranih za to dejavnost. Med drugim se je ustanovilo nekakšen pastirski sindikat, Zveza svobodnih pastirjev, o kateri so med drugim zapisali.
Smo neformalno združenje zanesenjakov, ki si prizadeva ohranjati pastirsko in sirarsko kulturo z aktivnim udejstvovanjem pri delu na visokogorskih planinah, kot so paša in nega živali, na mlečnih planinah pa tudi predelava mleka v različne mlečne izdelke. Želja pa je tudi pridobivanje oziroma ohranjanje znanja in kulture paše s pastirskimi psi, kjer je to mogoče. V zvezi si zauzemamo za ohranjanje planin, njihov sonaravni razvoj in varovanje pred izkoriščevalskimi interesi kapitala, kot so prekomerna gospodarska raba, prekomerni turizem in tako dalje. Prizadevamo si za ohranjanje, nadaljevanje in razvijanje pastirske tradicije ter sodelovanje z lokalnimi skupnostmi in ostalimi, s katerimi delimo interese in poglede.
Thank you. V srednjem delu tokratne oddaje pa bomo lahko prisluhnili reportaži iz debate na temo digitalnega nadzora na podeželju, ki je sledila letnemu sestanku Črnega trna. Radikalna agrarna zveza vstopa že v 8. leto delovanja in vse kaže, da je v dobri formi. Poleg manjših iniciativ je mreža v pretekli sezoni uspela izpeljati tudi nekaj skupnih projektov, kot sta solidarnostna akcija vzpostavitve skupnostne infrastrukture na kmetiji pri Kolpi in organizacija 4. festivala kontrakulture na podeželju oziroma radikalne veselice v Vipavski dolini, o kateri smo v Kilavem semenu že poročali. Prav tako se je med sestankom nakazala potreba po širši debati na temo denarja, financiranja in kontraekonomije, o kateri se bo morda govorilo ob naslednji priložnosti. Če ja, bomo o tem poročali. Digitalni nadzor na podeželju.
Ena od razprav na letnem srečanju Črnega trna je med drugim bila tudi o nadzoru na podeželju. V nadaljevanju bomo poslušali nekaj sekov iz razprave, ki se je sprva osredinila na uporabo satelitov za nadzor nad kmetovanjem, nato se je prevesila v splošni pogovor o nadzoru v družbi in se končala s preizpraševanjem tehnološkega napredka in uporabe novih tehnologij.
Z lanskim letom je nadzorovanje kmetov, ki se prijavljajo za subvencije ali se na kakšen drug način zanašajo na javna sredstva, prešlo na preverjanje preko satelitov.
So, 3 years ago, as I mentioned earlier, the land started being surveillanced through the satellite. And where is this point of, like, less privileged and uneducated people being surveillanced is that 3 years ago, the testing program went through and you could voluntarily participate into being surveillanced by the satellite and not by orthophoto material. I also joined this already because in 2025, anyway, this would become mandatory. So I wanted before to test to see what's coming somehow, so I agreed. But what happens is that the satellite now, it's not taking photos like airplanes did every 3 years, but on a, let's say, monthly basis. So they're not just surveilling anymore what you grow, but if you actually have this crop through the whole year, what you did on the land, when did you cut the grass, when did you take all the corn and so on and so on. But where it's a tricky part is because according to the law you have to do some stuff in a certain amount of time. And now if you declare that you did something until a certain date, it's quite clear from the imagery from the satellite that you didn't. And where is this additional problematic point? That in 2025, this system became, and here is the problematic point in my opinion, the same as the inspector would come and check. So the satellite, through the artificial intelligence, recognized this land is actually not an orchard, or that it's an orchard that was not cut. And you actually in the system get a red exclamation point, which means that you have to react to it in certain time. And if you don't, so actually as you would get a letter at home saying you have to revoke this in 30 days, because then automatically this is considered as something they can sanction you after. And this is happening already the first year and the last year, and also this year will for sure, that because I also agreed that they can send me an SMS. So the satellite last year sent me 3 SMSs that there is something wrong. Which means that you have to log in into the system and you have to write the complaints to each explanation points on each crops that you got, explaining, no, it is actually a cornfield, but on that side there is a shadow falling in this way. So not just that I have to justify on really micro problems, it's also that we are teaching the artificial intelligence also for free in some way, and also we're teaching our repressor how to recognize when we do something wrong.
Posledično se zapira precej kmetij, saj se starejše generacije bodi si ne znajo soočiti s sateliti oziroma jim odgovarjanje na zaznamke umetne inteligence, pisanje pritožb na pristojno upravo, obisk pri uradniku v buri in tako naprej lahko še posebej, če nimajo lastnega prevoza, enostavno predstavljajo prevelik zalogaj.
Trendi satelitskega nazora, ki se zaenkrat pri nas uporabljajo le za monitoring prijavljenih kmetij, pa bodo v prihodnosti verjetno pokrivali če dalje večji spekter družbenega nadzora.
We do also have, let's say, gardens. And we already know how it was in Ljubljana with a reason for demolishing all of these little gardens because of the asbest roofs. And also now it's much easier for the artificial intelligence just to recognize problematic gardens or using it as a excuse. Yeah, oh, those people have a garden there, but actually they have a grill and they also have a tent, so it's not a garden. You will be evicted from the land, you know.
Nove tehnologije seveda lahko prinašajo tudi rešitve. Na uporabo je čedalje več odprtih orodij, tudi brezplačni dostopi do satelitskih posnetkov. Po eni strani gre za vprašanje, v čigavih rokah je tehnologija, a gre po drugi strani tudi za dilemo, ali naj omogočimo vsem prebivalcem počitnice na morju, ali sredstva raje vložimo v izstrelitev novega satelita.
Yeah, I think regarding these comments coming up now, I would be okay with the idea of new technologies, but, and that's it. Because I think like this, we don't have access, we don't have control on it. Even if we had, let's say, and we were in a post-revolution situation, I question a lot if it would be our priority to put the effort and resources and everything to develop even this technology. So I think it's quite dangerous to try to find the positive sides of these kind of things.
So then the problem is also that all the new technology comes from the army.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that we have the access to the satellite data, the Sentinel, it's open and it's free. That's a change that was...
Yeah, but possibly we don't have legitimization for using them, or the part that we could use is nothing regarding to what we can use for other purposes.
I mean, but all in all, as you said, like, if it makes sense to put these resources in it, I think in small farmer scale, this is useless because you know your land and you can go and see by your eyes or you drive there, you know. But these huge farms with, I don't know, basically factories of food, this makes sense because you don't have people who would go and check because it's all about resources. And I don't know if there will be some...
We have to be aware that there's a large share of funds that are going into agriculture. So countries and, in the end, the European Commission has to have a way to control into what this is going, and satellite imagery is just one of the ways to do it.
I mean, the biggest part of the budget, as far as I know, goes to the agriculture, yeah? But this is also part of the politics, how to control poorer parts of the world, right? Because things from Europe are cheaper than the ones from Africa. This is how to keep them poor, right? But yeah, to go also back into this, yeah, to surveil the farms, but the amount of money put in such a project in comparison to how much money will be saved, I doubt there is actually an economic reason to do so. And I think, my personal opinion, that the surveillance is the stronger point. And for the money to go towards the technology, I think this is also the point, because having such a huge amount of money to be spent, you know, then you put something. And if there is no better idea or like, you know, to actually go this money to the farmers or for the new orchards, or instead of, I don't know, stop the amount of people cutting out orchards in Slovenia. We are like used to be big producers of apples, and now I don't know if in Štajerska there are few big orchards that could actually supply apples are left, you know, but we have a system that will monitor how they are disappearing through the years. So we will have all of these charts saying that it's getting slower, you know, like, great.
Če odštejemo vse rudnike, ostale proizvodne procese in izkoriščene delovne sile, gre pri uporabi tehnologije velikokrat tudi za racionalizacijo dela. V planinah bi bilo verjetno ceneje pastirje nadomestiti s pametnimi urami za vsako kravo ki bi preverjali njihovo zdravje in v primeru slabega počutja na lokacijo najprej poslali dron.
But maybe this is like this discussion on also technology. This is like one of mainstream discourses in capitalism that technology will take us to the promised land one day, somehow. But actually, what you said before, like, actually, maybe we won't need shepherds anymore because with drone I can check the cows and what is wrong here.
Yeah,
you know, if you postpone this high-tech revolution to the I don't know where, like it's like three hugs from robot. You know, like you can get a hug, you can get 10 hugs, but from robot, it's like. Yeah, something's really wrong there. Yeah.
But you know, you also stop for the cold slice of pizza when you're hungry, so better this than.
Better hug from robot than no hug. Okay. I also agree with you. Yeah. Truth. Okay.
No, but if you go further, like. All of these big farms were already monitored before through the cameras and systems and humidity and like this next revolution of this vertical farming is actually killing the farmers because now the farmers had the means of production in terms of soil. Now they can't build, even if they would like to be vertical farmers, you know, like to make factory grown food. Because you can't build farmland, of course, so you need a industrial zone to build it. And who can afford industrial zone? Again, big companies that are building factories of producing food, which is subvented like a lot also from Slovenian farming ministry to build factories for food in the cities because this is local grown food, short chain of And there is actually a lot of money available to build a factory for hydro plants, hydroponics. It's actually circular water. It does not pollute. It's and again, this is this alienation of again nature and from how the food is produced and again taken away from people in this way.
Kako misliti tehnologijo v sodobni družbi? Podvrženi kapitalističnemu sistemu izkoriščanja ostaja dilema, kakor tudi, kako se bomo na nove tehnologije odzvali v anarhističnem in antiautoritarnem gibanju, bomo izstrelili svoj satelit ali raje investirali v rakete za sestrelitev že obstoječih?
I have a problem putting all technology in the same box. I think that saying that we don't, I mean, there was never a humanity without technology. So it's, I think it's always a question how you use it and what you use it for. I think it's just saying that we should go to times without technology is actually a very utopian, non-realistic sentence.
Which time do you refer to?
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't think it exists in the at least written history of humanity, the time without technology.
But I imagine this group discussion 10,000 years ago when a shovel was invented. imagine how stupid, like you have to go to the mountain, you destroy the mountain, you take out the iron, you can just dig with your hands.
There's a very good example of this. If you go to a natural history museum in Vienna, you have this timeline of human history, and then you have first couple of thousands of years where they were probably sitting and making needle out of one bone for days and days, and then suddenly someone invented iron. And for the moment when they invented iron, it went crazy. It's just wars all the time.
But before they were just slapping.
Or hugging.
Or hugging.
Ne. ima prav. Ne, 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 ne. Človek ni eden, človeka sta dva. Eden špancira, a drugi gara. Ne, 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 Darwin nima prav. Ta hop usedlo in že je gospod, drug se rodi in ostane od spod. Ne, 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 Darwin nima prav. Na veji opica sedela, bilo je v davni, davni dni, in zeha tam, ker nima dela, in se ozira dol po tleh, a v travi palico opazi. To je orodje pri moj duh. In ko iz drevesa dol se splazi in s palico si služi kruh. Ne, 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 Darwin nima prav. Saj na sosednji rogovili je opica številka dve, in čas se ji prav nič ne smili, saj z njim začeti kaj ne ve. A v travi palico zagleda, to je špacir štok, ni hudir. In že na tleh je ta soseda in s palico gre na špantir. Ne, 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 Darwin nima prav. Ne, 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 ne. Človek ni eden, človeka sta dva. Eden ma puf, drugi mošnjo zlata. Ne, 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 Darwin nima prav. Eden rodi se za čast in oblast, drug za trplejne, ki božja je mast. Ne, 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 Darwin nima prav. A zdaj vprašanje se postavi, a zdaj vprašanje se postav, kdaj bo imel ta Darwin prav?
Što sa zelenim otpadom?
Ja kompostiram.
Tira
pa
tudi kilavo seme. Kilave psihoaktivne rastline.
Brin.
Brin je razširjen v Evropi, Aziji in Severni Ameriki in se ga praviloma posod uporablja pri ritualnih, magičnih in zdravilnih praksah. Je kadilo šamanov in sredozemskih čarovnic. Velja pa tudi za najstarejše zaplinjevalno sredstvo. Kljub temu, da so razne vrste blina znane povsod po svetu in se jih uporablja pri magiji, zdravljenju, zaščiti pred nezgodami, krajo, zlobnimi ljudmi in duhovi, pa le pobešava vrsta blina Juniperus recurva, ki raste v Pakistanu, Tibetu ter Nepalu, velja za psihoaktivno. Gorske popotnike naj bi njegove veje varovale pred padci skal in poškodbami padajočih kamnov. Vendar se ga primarno uporablja kot kadilo in tako imenovano hrano za bogove, ter kot inhalacijski dim za doseganje šamanskega transa. Za kadilo se uporablja smolo, zmlete ali cele veje, vršičke in iglice, ki so lahko suhi ali sveži, včasih tudi v mešanici z drugimi rastlinami. Brinove jagode v Darjeelingu dodajajo k pijačam iz fermentiranega prosa in riža in naj bi veljale kot sredstvo za čiščenje aure, hkrati pa naj bi se jih uporabljalo kot diuretik ter za izboljšavo prebave. Pasta, narejena iz brinovih jagod, naj bi lajšala artritis in otekline.
Čeprav njegove psihoaktivnosti niso dokazali, so indijski in nepalski znanstveniki ugotovili, da naj bi dim iz svežega lesa brina Juniperus recurva sprožal dolgotrajno bruhanje, ekstrakt iz vršičkov pa naj bi imel proti rakave učinke.
What do you want? When do you want it?
Pašo priporočamo.
Ekola, počasi prihajamo proti koncu današnje oddaje. Imamo še nekaj napovedi.
Kot na primer alternativna tržnica. Alternativna tržnica v koordinaciji zadruge Urbane je sicer že kar zelo dolgoleten projekt, ki je tudi nekaj časa potekala redno vsak prvi torek v mesecu, vmes malo zgubila zagon, sedaj pa je vzpostavila nova iniciativa širša od same zadruge. Torej iniciativa za alternativno distribucijo dobrin. Tako da rezultat te iniciative je tudi poskus ponovnega zagona teh alternativnih tržnic enkrat na mesec na Metelkovi. Je pa mogoče zanimivo za omen, da v bistvu gre za koncept, bolj kot za alternativno tržnico, gre mogoče za alternativno distribucijsko točko, saj se bodo prepletale različne prakse. Tako da pač tudi tovariši iz podeželja, kakor je bilo v uvodnih novicah že omenjeno, bodo v bistvu dali tudi tako v smislu te zelene zabojčke oziroma druge stvari, ki jih pridelujejo, bodo dali na naročilo, da si jih lahko naroči vnaprej. Alternativna tržnica, del alternativne tržnice, kjer se ne potrebuje naročati, bo klasično potekala, bazirana na menjavi prostovoljnih prispevkih in tako dalje. Tam se bo dal najdeti marsikej. In pa tudi se bo delalo skupnostne nabave, tako da recimo iz interesa skupnosti se pogleda, kaj je na voljo in se naredi skupno naročilo pri kmetih za večje količine, na to pa se vse razdeli na distribucijski točki oziroma na alternativni tržnici. Tako da pododajo je tudi povezava do dogodka, kjer najdete povezavo do tabele, kjer je tudi navedeno, kaj se na tržnici ponuja. Tako da dobrodošli, da poklikate, vidite, če vas kaj interesira, je kar nekaj zanimivih stvari, imaš ti kaj za izpostaviti.
Ne, vem, da je nekaj, kar ne vem, če je že napisano, ampak bo tudi manjša količina doma pridelanega šnopca.
Da, zadružnega, ali?
Ja, mislim, da ne bi bil. Da ne bi bil zadružni.
Torej, okay, zadružnik, recimo, bo na voljo.
Tako, ampak no, še da ne pozabimo, se pravi, to je čez nekaj dni, ne? To je naslednji torek, 3.3. od 18. do 19. ure, ob 19. je veganska večerja, na katero tudi seveda toplo vabljeni. To in še kaj glede tržnice?
Ne, pridite, pogledajte na internetu.
Če bo...
mogoče sad tako, veš, ta slogan mi je všeč, ne? Iz skupnosti za skupnost.
Ja, delamo za nas. Mogoče to, če bo to nekak, recimo, pol uspešen moment, bi na naslednjih tržnicah seveda ponudili tudi se pravi izmenjavo sadik in semen. Seveda se začenja pa tudi sezona vrtnarjenja. Kukar je do nas prišlo nekaj informacij, tudi Zadruga Urbana pripravlja neke odprte delavnice, izdelave vročega komposta in cepljenja gob na les. Tako da malo spremljajte naše kanale in...
Ja, mislim, da tudi vsi zainteresirani in za sodelovanje pri tržnici, kjer poskušamo zabrisati koncept ponudnik, porabnik, organizator. Dobrodošli. Sigurno bo tam tudi Zadruga Urbana, tako da tudi dobrodošli tudi vsi, ki jo zanima kolektivno skupnostno vrtičkanje v Ljubljani, da pridete pogledat, da se spoznate z Zadrugo Urbanom.
To je to, mi se slišimo čez en mesec, imejte se. Čau,
čau.
Thanks to today's mechanized farming, there's more time for the family to visit in the town nearby. Time for the boys and girls to meet friends for a swim before the pool closes for the winter. Time to shop for new clothes, to look at new equipment.
Kijavo seme!
Agroprogram
Radio Študent.